Blog Talk Radio.
And to some people, it's happy Monday morning, depending on where you are listening from. I am super excited about today's show because it I guess you can call it All Girls Hangout Evening. As you know that on Sundays, we focus on life stories, overcoming adversities, reinventing your lives, or any other empowering lifestyles or stories that you are encountering. And today, I'm still hearing a bit of disturbance from my guests in the virtual chat room, but you know how technology is. We are going to be just having everything working together smoothly. Today, I will be in conversation with two powerful women. One I'm waiting on to calling is the Reverend Daphne Evans. And you remember her on the show before speaking about bullying, how she was bullied. And also a colleague and friend out of Canada, Vera, which I will bring on momentarily. So for those of you who will be joining us in the chat room, I want to let you know the chat room is up. I'm super excited about that, and we look forward to our dialogue there. And also, I want to encourage you to call in and be part of this conversation. Today we will be discussing some of the practices that we are using in our personal lives and also in the lives of our clients, our friends, our neighbors, and our family members. Because it comes a time in our lives when we must say enough is enough and the buck stops here. And this time is the time when we see it fit that we need to invest this time in you to help you to take a stand and decide that enough is enough. You will no longer settle, but you are willing to modify the life you are now experiencing for the greater good. So again, I want to say thank you for tuning in to the A New Day show, where we focus on education, inspiration and empowerment of entrepreneurs and small business owners. Without any further delay, I want to take this opportunity to welcome my honored guest out of Canada, my friend and colleague, Vera Viva. Viva Vera. Vera, how are you, my sister?
I'm terrific. Hi, Daphne. Thank you for inviting me to your show. It's beyond a privilege to be participating today and sharing with the women around the world on amazing events that are going on in our lives.
I got to tell you, Vera, I have a lot of male listeners too, girls. So when we invest, not only are we investing in the sisters, but we are also investing in the brothers as well. And I know it gives me great honor to do that, and I know it does the same for you. So I want to thank you for taking this time for coming in and just to invest in my vision and calling and also in the lives of my listeners. So, Vera, will you please take this time and introduce yourself to the listeners? Tell them who you are and what you are about.
I would love to share that with you. Again, thank you, Daphne, and welcome everybody on board. I'm delighted to know that we have the whole gamut of people coming on board. I'll tell you a little bit about me. I do have an accent, and I love to have people guess where I come from, but since you can't see me, I will say that I come from Chile, and I live in beautiful Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and I came many, many years ago. My parents, being European, they immigrated to South America after the Second World War, and I had the fortunate experience to be born there. And why that is important is that over the course of my life, I took a path that today leads me to where I'm on the show. I ended up studying food science, which was quite a new career at that time, and that led me to get involved in alternative health care, which in the 70s was like a boo-boo, a no-no. In fact, most people didn't understand what it was, and needless to say, now in the year 2011, it's ruling our lives. The education and the empowerment of understanding and wanting to know more has totally taken over the world, and thank goodness to that happening. Why is that important? In my years of working in alternative healthcare, the big question that came to my mind was, why are people stressed? Why are so many on antidepressants? There's something really wrong and missing in this picture. And that led for my researching scientific side to kick in and start reading and observing what was taking place. And what became apparent is that people get sick when they're stressed. And why is that the case? And it's very linked to emotions and the mind. Mm-hmm. And that led to the body-mind-soul connection. And that allows for another show in itself. But during that search, I realized that what's important is balanced living, that we're completely out of balance and people are stuck. Mm-hmm. So that led to the creation.
Vera, I want to interject here before you get into that piece of it, because you said something very important at the top of the hour when you mentioned about all the years of research and study you put into alternative living. Yet, back then, it was kind of a taboo for people. And now you're here in 2011 where this is no longer a taboo, but it is at the forefront of most people's minds, regardless of the age that we are. It is at the forefront of our minds. And as you say that, it just affirmed to me what creating legacy was all about. Because if you did not continue on this path to continue to invest in this type of a living and education, you would not be on the show today be telling your story. So I wanted to interject there to let people understand the importance of staying the course. You cannot give up in the middle.
Thank you, Daphne. That's key. You've totally addressed what's key. And
yes,
it's so important that all of us stop and take note of our lives and start to connect the dots. And what I mean by that is I looked at my life, my upbringing, and that's why it was important for everyone to understand where I come from and why I'm doing what mm-hmm. I'm doing today. I learned what mm-hmm. passion meant. Living in North America, I realized that passion was a word that was lacking in the lives of so many. And passion is mm-hmm. what gives you life and energy and purpose to live. And so many okay. people are stuck, and that's why they're on antidepressants or they're addicted mm-hmm. to something of some kind, because they're numbing their feeling of pain. Mm-hmm. And yet mm-hmm. pain is there to give us a warning sign. Actually, pain is good mm-hmm. because pain stops us and makes us observe what's going on. And mm-hmm. so going on this path, what I realized, I needed to create a company that involved educating people and connecting experts with people out there on how to create balanced living. And balance mm-hmm. comes from addressing health. Balance comes from addressing wealth. Balance comes from addressing personal development. And you cannot look at one without the other. They're all fully integrated. So through many readings and searching and putting my business together, one of the key books to start your business, and it's really considered like the Bible of small business, is Michael Gerber's E-Myth book. I came across that book a few years ago, and it was phenomenal how in very simple fashion he addressed mm-hmm. what was key mm-hmm. to becoming an entrepreneur. And
Vera, I want you to stick a pin there, because I don't want to go into that just yet, because
okay.
we are going to pick that up later on. I don't want to go into that just now. I want you to just let the listeners know. You mentioned about studying alternative healthcare, and you're always looking for things that will enhance not only your life, but also the lives of your clients. What are some of the practices that you yourself are now using or have used over the years to maintain the life of the lifestyle that you know is balanced, it is healthy, and it keeps you going? What are some of those practices?
Well, there's actually many, many practices, but here what I would like to do is summarize one key word that will interconnect everything else, and it's about understanding our minds. Because our minds control our behavior. And if you're not aware about how your mind operates, in essence, it's very hard then to be really successful in achieving that balance. And that's the problem, is that we live in a society of people wanting so many quick fixes and wanting the immediate mm-hmm. results and this quick mm-hmm. answer. Well, it's not mm-hmm. that easy. Life doesn't work that way.
You know something? You know something, Vera? Just last night, I met an amazing woman here in Connecticut. And I went there for one reason. We spent about 35 minutes speaking about her spiritual practices. She's an avid meditator for, I don't know what that is, Vera, but there's some disturbance. This lady is an avid meditator for the past 22 years. And as she and I sat across each other in her couch, and she expressed to me the journey that this practice has had her on, the goals and the growth that she has experienced in her life, it just confirmed what you just said about understanding your mind, because it controls everything. Because people need to understand that we all are. It doesn't matter our gender. It does not matter our ethnicity or culture. The same law governs what we are talking about. So long as we have a healthy understanding of our mind, we know that we are only a channel through which all things flow. And what flows through us is totally dependent on the practices that we are engaging. Negative practices will bring negative flow. Healthy positive will do healthy positive flow. So it's very good that I like what you mentioned about understanding your mind. Because a lot of people's mind is all cluttered with the things that society tell us and the things that we grew up hearing from the naysayers. So that is very important, Vera. So go ahead, please.
So again, the awareness and the discovery of the power of the mind made me really get involved into reading about the brain. And if you look at science today, they're just barely starting to focus on the importance of the brain and how we can make use of our brain and have better lives, make better decisions. And that's a part of science.
You mean I'm going to have to start thinking? You mean I have to start thinking now and start to use my brain?
You have to start thinking, my friend.
You know, because, Vera, a lot of people have not used their brains since they graduate school. So
I know
this is a rule. Go ahead.
Sorry. No, I'm joking, saying I know what we have to start feeding people in the diet, brains.
That's right.
Brain
that's right. Of course, people need that. And with that being said, Vera, just give me a minute. I need to do a little bit of housekeeping. And take a sip of water, and I'll be right back with you.
Sure.
Hello, and welcome to Dr. Daphne Clark Husson Radio Hour, and we're glad you're here. Hey, listen, get over to drdaphne.in right now and get your advertisement for only $10 placed on the International Bulletin Board. That's right, for only $10, you can have your message seen by our thousands of listeners. So get over there right now, drdaphne.in. We thank you for listening to the show, and we will continue with it now. Have a great day.
Yes, I now have an international bulletin board, and I have a large following here. And I just want to let my network be your network, because you know together our network will depend on our net worth. So I want for you to go over there right now before you do anything else. Open an additional window and get your ads on. You want to be part of that. When people search for my show, they will see your link there as well, and they will support what you're doing. So I encourage you to go over to drdaphne.in and support me there. So, again, I want to remind the listeners, you can call in 646-915-8166. And I'm waiting if my other guest is listening. It's time for you to call in, Reverend Evans. We're waiting on you to call in as well. But while I'm waiting on her, I'm on with my colleague out of Vancouver, Canada. And what an amazing, energetic woman she is. So I hope you have grabbed your pad, your pens, and you are taking some notes. And tweet your friends and tell your friends on Facebook that this is the place they need to be right now. And iTunes and everything, smartphones, you can pick me up there so you don't have to stay home glued to the computer anymore, because I'm out there. If you have a smartphone, you can take me where you go. So back to you, Vera. We're talking about we will have to make a punch, a brain punch, and we're going to have to begin to feed it to people to stimulate some action, because there are a lot of people who haven't been using their brains for a number of years.
Yes, and what's really interesting, I'm a baby boomer myself. And
you are!
Believe it or not.
Girl, you don't look it at all. So am I.
Oh,
so am I.
That's why you're my friend.
Girl, we are too fabulous. Ain't nobody looking at us. I want to welcome guest 7032 to the chat, and know that you can call in any time, 646-915-8166. I'm on with my amazing colleague out of Vancouver, Canada. And you're going to hear later on why we are colleagues. We are going to tell you that later on. So continue, Vera. Pick up from the brain punch.
Okay, so continuing being a baby boomer, why it's so important is that there's scientific evidence that if we don't use our brain, it's very simple, we lose it. And
that's
the problem that we face with dementia and Alzheimer's, and that's why it's so prevalent, that without the use of it, we are very prone to face those two very serious health conditions. But
use it or lose it.
In a big way.
That's right.
I also have a story to share, because I find that we learn more through stories than through reading theory. And what I mean by that, I had the fortune to have both my parents live with me when they aged. And each one of them taught me something different. My father, his whole life was work. And the day he stopped working, I saw him gradually go downhill. And my father was a dynamic man. He was very involved in the community. He was the president of the Odd Fellows in Chile. And he did a lot of phenomenal work. He was an inspiration to me. But it was very sad to see how year after year I saw him dwindle and his mind go away into nothingness, to the point that, he faced dementia, and he ended up dying from pneumonia. But I saw how depression started to kick in, because he had no purpose, and he was surrounded by family and love, but he himself did not have his identity anymore. And no one is really talking about that when it comes to retirement, and that's vital. And that really relates to the young as well. Because if you don't have a purpose and understand yourself, then you're living out of nothingness. And that's called emptiness. On the other hand,
and that's why a lot of people retire. And after they retire and they kind of have that little kind of nest egg put aside, they walk out and do what they really wanted to do. You hear them say, I've always wanted to do X, Y, Z. But because of fear, they did not do it. And when they retired, they started doing that something that they wanted to do that their entire life. And most times, they end up excelling more than the job that they worked 40, 50 years at.
Absolutely. It's so true. And that's why that leads to my mother. My mother, on the other hand, was a woman that never worked. She was always at home. I was very lucky to have my mother always there. And the day my father died, I realized that I had to teach my mom many things. She had never written a check in her life. She had never looked
wow.
at the financial affairs. She had never driven a car. She had never participated in community events. And so I started to show her how to read a financial statement, a bank statement, to go to community events. And my mom blossomed. She became herself. She wasn't the wife of my father. She became Margaret.
She evolved.
She evolved. Yes. And you know how old she was? She was 85 years old when that happened.
She found herself.
She found out
who she really was. Yes. And that's why I tell a lot of people I work with, and even someone I meet, I would hear them say, I'm the wife of such and such. I said, no, who are you really? You are not recognized by your spouse nor your career. Who are you?
Yes.
And a lot of people
yes.
are going around shadowed in the identity of their children and of their spouses. And they need to step back and really understand who they are, so that when that person is not alone, they have a true understanding of who they are. Because we are all on different journeys. We have our own purposes. And it is a shame when we leave this world without knowing who we really are.
Absolutely. And actually, that's what creates a void. That's why people don't understand why they're unhappy inside. And there's a global movement now that people are saying there's more to life than this. What is that all about? And needless to say, you can imagine why that led for me to do the Dreaming Room.
I want to talk about that a bit. And I want to tell the listeners, you heard me keep mentioning that Vera and I are colleagues. I don't personally know Vera. However, we both bought into the vision of someone. You heard her begin to mention about Michael E. Gerber. And Vera, I must tell you, girlfriend, I am bolder than you are, because I never read E-Myth. But when I listened to that 20-minute tape that Michael has, and I heard that, I said, my God, this is the icing that I need on my cake that I have baked for so long. And that's how come I went out there to be part of the chartered group of facilitators for the Dreaming Room. And you, I think, was in the second class. So at least there I was going out there, blind if you may, just open to receive the wealth of information and the legacy that Michael has created. And today I listened to your talk, we spoke, and I listened to the joy in your life and the way you see the transformation. I'm praying that some of the participants from your class will call in and share what the experience was like for them. So I want you to go on now. And now the listeners know why we are colleagues. So go ahead, Vera.
So the Dreaming Room, I came across again in my research, and when I read what it was all about, it was, oh my goodness, this is the key I've been waiting for. Needless to say, I ended up going to San Diego and became a facilitator, and I conducted the first.
Vera, I warned you though, I cut you off when you began speaking about your encounter with E-Myth. I cut you off because I didn't want you to go there yet. But I want for you to share your experience about E-Myth with the people and then go into your experience about the Dreaming Room.
Okay. I ended up quitting my job. I had a phenomenal job. I've always had great jobs. But I reached a point that I was very unhappy and I couldn't understand why. And when you end up getting sick, and you're sick because you're stressed, that's when I knew I had to quit. And I realized I was a product of today's society where my worry were my kids, the mortgage, money. But I had to trust that there was something bigger calling for me. So I quit with even not knowing how I was going to get my income, what the source would be. Because my pain was too great to continue doing the work that I was doing. And so that started a journey. Pardon me?
This was after you read E-Myth or before?
No. Sorry, I'm going before E-Myth so you can understand how I came across E-Myth. So I found out that the Canadian government had a program called the Self-Employment Program, and they paid for you to start a business. They would teach you how to write a business plan and to launch your business into the marketplace. So I signed up, and one of the books that they told me I should read was called The E-Myth. And everybody was given the E-Myth book. And that's how I got introduced to Michael E. Gerber. And I've done a lot of reading. I'm always in pursuit of learning and information. And I can truly say that's one of the best books written for entrepreneurs.
For entrepreneurs.
Out there.
That's right. That's right.
And Michael
Gerber
is truly a guru for the small business in the world. He is phenomenal. His wisdom, his knowledge, his understanding of what small business people go through and what it takes to be successful, there's no one that understands it more like he does. So I started my business. Pardon me?
No, go ahead.
Okay. So I started my business. And I encountered many challenges, and now I understand why they happen. It's the best thing that could happen to me. But as I fine-tuned my business idea, I came across years later, in fact, last year, I came across through Twitter, I learned about the Dreaming Room. And
that's where you found.
They found me, actually, on Twitter. So when they responded to my tweets, I went, whoa, this looks interesting. So I read further. In fact, remember I did some due diligence and I called the people that went through the first program, and you were one of them that I called, and that's how we connected. So I programmed, and from day one, I knew I was in the right place, learning what I needed to learn to facilitate other people on what they need to know and to become a conduit for people to create the life they're meant to live. Everybody has the entrepreneurship within them, but they don't know. A, they don't know they have it, or B, if they have it, they don't know how to go about getting it out. And really, that has to do with us creating our lives, awakening the entrepreneur within ourselves. We pecan.
You know what?
You
know what I have experienced, Vera, is that what's holding a lot of people who have these dreams and desires is the fear and the fact that they really don't understand what's going on in their minds. Because what's going on in a lot of people's minds is the programming from the naysayers. And then because they don't understand their true calling and purpose, this is why that mind power overrides what is in their core authentic soul and spirit. And this is where the dreaming room comes in, because when they come to us, we help them to extract. We are like the rooter that really unplug all that thing that's clogged up for many years. And this is why they are so excited when they come to the dreaming room and to manifest what their true calling and purpose is.
Very much so. Very much so. In fact, to see the transformation in each one of the participants is one of the most rewarding experiences I've ever had. Because they were enlightened. They got to understand why they've had the experiences they've had and what to do about it. We all have ups and downs in life, but what's important to know is how do we use that experience to create a great life? And that is the most empowering, in fact, the most powerful gift that any human being can give themselves. We're here to live a full life, and it's our responsibility to create it, and nobody else's. It's not given to you. You have to create
it. Exactly. That's right, and it's not the government's fault. It's not your spouse's fault. On the other hand, it is your responsibility to take action.
And
continue, Vera.
Yeah, what's so beautiful about the dreaming room, it's a process that's laid out that you go from step one right to step 12. In fact, it's a 12-week process with three-hour workshops every week, or three-hour sessions, I should say,
Our 3 hours gathering.
Gathering.
I tend to refer to it as a gathering. Because it's a gathering and a meeting of the minds and the hearts that will come
Absolutely.
Together to manifest. Yes, yes, yes.
And that's what's
Vera,
powerful. Yes.
What are some of the feedback? Can't you hear me? What are some of the feedbacks that you have been getting from your participants?
Oh, so many. It's totally, fear. You brought up the word fear. It's made them address fear and welcome fear and understand that fear is like, remember I discussed pain, it's like a signpost. It makes you understand what's stopping you and paralyzing you and facing it and taking action. And through that process, there's discovery. And through that discovery is how you get energy and you become enlightened. That's why people are stuck. They're stuck because they're fearful. The best way to become unstuck is, A, to understand what you're fearful of, and then to face it. And here you're not alone. You have a group of other people that are feeling exactly like you do. So many people think that they're the only ones feeling and thinking what they're thinking, when that's not the case. Mm-hmm. One of the key parts in this program is that people realize, gee, you too went through that.
That's
you
right.
too thought that. You too felt that.
Everybody thinks they are the only one. Everybody thinks they are a lone ranger, and these things only happen to them. So this is why our stories are so important, you know? People,
Absolutely.
As you said earlier, wants to hear our story. That is what they learn from. That's what has the impact on them. Because each of us can learn from each other's stories.
In fact, can I share you, it was so powerful. This one, I got here a testimonial I would like to share with you. Because it says everything. I will read this for your audience to listen to. And here it goes.
Yes.
The dreaming room is one of those experiences you can give to yourself that is very likely to bring about change and transformation in a most remarkable good way. We as human beings are very much creatures of habit, and so usually it takes concerted effort, focus, time, support, and encouragement to develop new habits, new beliefs, and new ways of thinking, and then to apply this in life. The Dreaming Room process, designed by Michael Gerber and facilitated by Vera Anwen, is simple and yet very effective in awakening that creative genius in all of us that beckons us to live a new and more powerful life. Dreaming for a better life for oneself is no longer just a fairy tale or fantasy. In the Dreaming Room, one is offered a structured process in which to do this. I would highly recommend the Dreaming Room for anyone wanting to leverage their lives into stardom. That says it all.
That is powerful. That says it all. Because
that
it shows that you must begin to take action. If it is to be, it's up to you. Because too many people over the years, you mentioned about us being baby boomers and all of that, but too many baby boomers have been passing the buck. And you got to know that the buck stops with you. The buck stops with you, and you must take action. I want to remind you, call in 646-915-8166. I want to thank the people in the chat room. I want to thank the news lady for taking time out of her weekend because I know she's a committed family woman and she sees it fit to stop by, and I take that as an honor. I love you, my sister and friend. And for guests, 7525-7677-73. 30, and who else? I want to thank you for stopping by. And as usual, we got to pay the bills, Vera, so give me a minute here.
Hello, and welcome to Dr. Daphne Clark Husson Radio Hour, and we're glad you're here. Hey, listen, get over to drdaphne.in right now and get your advertisement for only $10 placed on the International Bulletin Board. That's right, for only $10, you can have your message seen by our thousands of listeners. So get over there right now, drdaphne.in. We thank you for listening to the show, and we will continue with it now. Have a great day.
All right, so I'm looking for your support there. And also to remind you, 646-915-8166. Please call in and give us a little feedback about some of the practices or things that you have been doing that is enhancing your lifestyle, that is helping you to discover and connect and embrace who you were created to be, because we are all somebody special, regardless of what you have been hearing over the years, who you think you are. You are a child of God. You were created with greatness. You are fantastic. You are amazing. And it's a shame if you die without anybody else experiencing that great you that you were called to be. So again, give us a call here. Say a little something about what you have been doing for yourself, how it has been working out, some lessons that you have learned, and where you plan to go. So let's hear from you. 646-915-8166. And back to you, Sister Vera.
I would love to answer some questions. Needless to say, I could be talking for hours and hours. There's so much I want to share with everyone.
And that's all right. So while we wait on people to call in or to ask questions, I want to ask you to tell me, Vera, when you went out to San Diego to participate in the facilitator's training, and as you went through those 3 days, what are some of the things that came to your mind, and what were you going through as you worked through that curriculum?
Those 3 days, they were really transforming for me, because what it did, it allowed me to pause in my life and to take stock of everything I've gone through. It allowed me to understand why the situations that happened to me happened. You heard me use the term connecting the dots. If I could mm-hmm. summarize mm-hmm. it in a few words, that would say it all. Mm-hmm. The Dreaming Room, mm-hmm. those 3 days allowed me to connect all the dots on my past and what I'm here to create with my life. I'm a fortunate baby boomer that has an awareness now about life, and I value every single day, every single hour more than ever. Time is precious. It's the most valued commodity we have, and that is totally ignored. Since then, I realized that I don't have time to waste. We spend too much time procrastinating, waiting for tomorrow or waiting for something better to knock at our door, and life doesn't work that way. So if anything, it allowed me to leave and take action, and now I'm living my dream. I'm taking action about my passion. And mm-hmm. I want to leave a legacy. I want to maximize why I'm here on this planet. Each of us has mm-hmm. a role to play. And mm-hmm. going through the Dreaming Room allowed me to discover and validate why I'm here. And now I'm here to do the work. And
When I went out there for the facilitator's training, as I mentioned to you earlier on, I did not read Michael's book before. But as I sat there and went through those 3 powerful, impactful days, they were all affirmation for me. And it was like, as I mentioned before, the decoration I was looking for that cake that I have baked for such a long time. And now I know the cake was ready to be served, but it needed a decoration on it. So it was such an affirmation for me to be sitting there saying to myself, I'm not crazy. Here is somebody else for 30-plus years who has been doing what my message is. He has perfected it. His work is around the world. It's used in colleges across the globe. And he's saying, yes, this is what we need to do in order to be successful as entrepreneurs. I tell you something, I felt as if I had died and went to heaven, Vera, those 3 days out there. Because sometimes you're in the circle and people going to tell you, get a good job with benefits. And because they don't understand. And here was someone who spent his life on perfecting a system. And there I was being part of that legacy. And I pinched myself to make sure that it was me. So, you know, I am so excited about that testimonial you read from someone who understands what it means to take action and take responsibility of one's life.
And so, really, my calling is, my responsibility is to ensure that as many human beings go through the process that I have, because it really completes the understanding of what living is all about and achieving total well-being and happiness. And I think that's the dream of every human being.
Mm-hmm. And we, you know, I was on someone's TV show this past Friday here in Connecticut, and I was telling the host, I don't know about tomorrow. I don't know about 5:45. I don't know about 7:15. I only know about right now. And therefore, I need to do all that I can do right now in the moment. And as you say, it is our responsibility to make sure that we expose as many people as we possibly can to get involved in the dreaming room before it is too late. Because we don't know when we are not going to be around any longer. And we don't want people to be saying, I'm sorry that I didn't do it. So I want people to go back and play the archive and listen to that testimonial that that person wrote. And think about it. Are they talking about me? Is that me? Yes, it is you. Because if, like today, I saw a woman, Vera, at the gas station, and I had not seen her in a while, and I said, what happened to you? And she went into telling me all the personal things she was going through. And then I said, where are you working now? And she mentioned the place she's working now. And then she said to me, it's just the money. And I asked her, what does that mean? She said, it's just a job. It pays the bill. I look at her. I said, you're not happy, dear. She said, hell no. And I said to her, what is it going to take for you to really release what you are suppressing from the inside? And I said, do you have a minute to talk? Because I was getting ready to pull over to explain to her about the dreaming room, Vera. And she said she was off to a party. So I tell her, call me during the week. I need to talk to you. Because there are too many people out there who are settling, Vera. And we need to not do that. Now we got to just take action and do what we were called to do.
Yes, I hear you. That's why this talk show is so important. That's why Facebook, that's why tweeting, that's why meeting, that's why gathering people together and having them face it, making them realize there is such a solution. Like the dreaming room.
That's right.
But
that's
we
right.
need to expose, and we have to help people remove their fear and their procrastination that holds them back.
Yes, and also that's for them to understand the importance of investing in who they are to become. Because there are too many people who think that, that is too expensive and the other is too expensive. You want to talk about what expensive ignorance is. Because when you sit in a job and you go in there and you're toiling 365 days a year and you are miserable, that is what is expensive. Because at the end of 40 years, you still are going to just be complaining about all the things you should have, could have done.
Absolutely. People never add up all the money they waste in the wrong things. If they did the math of that, they would have a heart attack, really.
$2,000
is absolutely nothing. In fact, all the successful people in life, you know what they do? It's called one word, they invest. and they make what they grow. That's the difference between failure and success.
I tell people I'm still working on my financial wealth. But I say, when you walk in my office or in my home and you look at my library, I am wealthy. When you look at my video, my CDs, my DVDs, I am wealthy. When I sit to talk to you about all the aspirations and personal development that I have given to myself, I am a multi-millionaire. And that is something that nobody can rob me from. They can take away all the material stuff I have, but they cannot rob me from the knowledge that I have acquired. I want to remind my people in the chat room, thank all of you for coming. Remember, you can call in 646-915-8166. I'm still waiting. I don't know what happened. My other guest has not called in yet, but something must have happened. She confirmed that she was going to be here. She's not here, but it is what it is. Vera and I love to talk, and we will continue to talk.
Unfortunately, I have another appointment, so I will have to go. But it's been a delight.
What time do you have to?
I'm already late. Remember, I indicated I have to leave.
So what I want you to do now is to give people your contact information. I want to thank you for coming by, and I want you to just give people your summarizing thought, Vera.
My summarizing thought is as follows. It's so important for everyone to take charge of their life and to stop procrastinating. There are sources out there. Daphne, you've been giving your number. People can call you. I know you're a facilitator of the Dreaming Room. It's one of the best investments anyone can make for themselves in their lives. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. I've taken so many courses and seminars. I'm a university grad, and I can truly say with all my years of experience, it's one of the greatest and most important gifts you can give yourself. And with that, I could talk further. You can see my site. You can reach me at www.vivavera.ca. And you can see what my mandate is, which is to educate and connect experts for total wellness and happiness. This is what our world needs. And it's been a pleasure and a privilege to be on your show today.
Thank you, Vera. And I look forward that we will catch up during the week and continue the conversation, my darling. Just keep doing what you were called to do. And we will keep plunging in until we get majority of the world to be part of the Dreaming Room. So enjoy your evening.
Thank you so much, and thank you to all of you. And viva Vera, viva life. Bye.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Vera. That was Viva Vera, my colleague out of Vancouver, Canada. An amazing woman who is doing a lot of amazing work. A lot of amazing work. And I want to remind you, you can call in 646-915-8166. Call in and let me hear from you. And as I mentioned, that the Reverend Daphne Evans was also supposed to be on the show. I don't know what happened, but I'm sure something must have happened for her not to be here. But I just want to continue to talk about how important it is to not only invest in yourself, but also to invest in others that you have a relationship with. It comes a time when you say, what am I supposed to be doing now? And like yesterday, I I want to welcome KR Financial Freedom. I want to welcome you to the show. Feel free to call in 646-915-8166. And that's the number you can call in if you have anything to share about the lifestyle you're living and how it is enhancing and impacting your life. So let me hear from you, 646-915-8166. And for all of you, I also want to ask you to stop by my show page. Become a friend, follow me, mark it favorite so you can be kept informed about who will be on the show. And I want to tell you about a practice that I started. You all remember that last spring, I shared on the show how my blood pressure was hitting the roof, my cholesterol was high, and everything was out of whack. Well, I was fortunate. I went to the doctors and found out what was wrong with me. And I decided there are certain actions that I must take, including eating drastically different. And a friend of mine out of New York introduced me to a book about eating raw foods. And I was always someone who likes to throw everything in my juicer. And sometimes I make some concoction, I don't even know what they're called, and people keep asking, what is that you're eating or what is that you're drinking? It is so green. But I tell you something, yesterday I saw a friend of mine, someone who used to attend the same church I do, and I have not seen him in a while, and he looked at me and he said, you look good, you look 40 years younger. And you know that's a compliment. And as I look on myself in the mirror, I look at my skin and I look so radiant. And I know it has to do with the habits of my eating and how I begin to treat myself differently, both spiritually and nutritionally. You heard me mention before that I went someplace yesterday and got into a conversation with a lady who began meditating for 22 years. And that lady shared with me the goals and the growth that she has accomplished during the time that she began these practices. And I begin the conversation about having her on the show here. I'm talking about somebody that taught herself special skills that she used to build company, to build, I think, 8 different companies that she was able to sell. And she is still successful at what she does. And she said to me, Daphne, all of that was only beneficial because I practice meditation and I know what it takes for me to success. So I want to encourage you to call in. And while you're calling in, I want for those who join me late, I want for you to just stop by my bulletin board.
Hello and welcome to Dr. Daphne Clark Husson Radio Hour, and we're glad you're here. Hey, listen, get over to drdaphne.in right now and get your advertisement for only $10 placed on the International Bulletin Board. That's right, for only $10, you can have your message seen by our thousands of listeners. So get over there right now, drdaphne.in. We thank you for listening to the show, and we will continue with it now. Have a great day.
All right. Oh, thank you, KR Financial Freedom. Have been a vegan for 10 plus years, and it works. I haven't had been to the doctor in 6 years. Listen, would you please pick the telephone up? Call us, please. listeners hear you. And let us talk about your experience being a vegan. The number to call is 646-915-8166. Please oblige me and call in. Yes, there are someone, listeners, in the chat room who has been a vegan for a large number of years, 10 years, and I would love to speak to them. So please, 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 if you would oblige me, call in. Let us talk about what it is like being a vegan. Please, oblige me. I would love to talk to you and to hear what you got to say. So please call in and share. Oh, that's wonderful. So I'm asking the person to call in and share about their vegan lifestyle. And let's see what the rest of us can learn from that. It is so good when we are talking about something and we can get an affirmation right away where there is someone who is standing. Because you know, all of us grow up eating all of that stuff that is not good for us. I remember growing up as a child in Jamaica. And although we were poor, on Sundays we would be cooking roast beef, chicken, and curry goat. Or roast pork, chicken, and pig's feet. Or oxtail, chicken, and something else. But there's always three meats on a Sunday. But yet there were times when we didn't have any meat and we would cook a lot of peas. When I came to America and I was looking at soup and I said, oh, that's not soup, that's broth. Because I'm accustomed to soup being so thick that the utensil you're using to eat it can stand tall in it. And up until now, I can still knock you dead with those dishes that doesn't have meat in it. I can just throw some stuff together and you just think you're at a 5-star gourmet restaurant because I grew up on that thing. And, you know, it was fresh meat that we were eating because it was fresh from the butcher. But still, as I grow up, I realize how important it is to really, really treat this temple in a holy and sanctified way. So I want to ask the vegan that's in the chat room to call in and share your experience about what did it take? Why did you switch to vegan? Was it a health issue or something? So please oblige me and call in. So I'm asking KR Financial Freedom, why did you switch to vegan? And I'm saying switch because I'm taking it that you were a meat eater before. I want to welcome guest 87, 85 to the chat. So back to KFR Financial Freedom. Why did you switch to being a vegan? Was it a health issue? So let's talk about that. Please, please, will you call in? So here I am. I'm just graveling to the listener to call in to share their vegan experience. I tell you something. I just discovered about 2 months ago, I was down on Nostrand Avenue in Brooklyn, New York, and I stumbled on a vegan restaurant. And I'm literally saying I stumbled because I didn't know it was there. And I walked into this place and it was vegan. And I looked and I'm saying, oh, what is that? What is that? What is that? What is the other? And, oh, that thing was so delicious. I end up leaving there with a huge plate that I purchased and took home with me. And I just learned so much from there in that restaurant and sitting there and speaking with the lady. So if you're in the chat room, any of the guests in the chat room, if you have any experience about being a vegetarian or being a vegan or still in between. I know some people are partially vegan or partially vegetarian, whatever your situation is. We have 20 minutes remaining on the show, and I want for you to call in, please, and let us just share about what this means for you.
Hello, and welcome to Dr. Daphne Clark Husson Radio Hour, and we're glad you're here. Hey, listen, get over to drdaphne.in right now and get your advertisement for only $10 placed on the International Bulletin Board. That's right, for only $10, you can have your message seen by our thousands of listeners. So get over there right now, drdaphne.in. We thank you for listening to the show, and we will continue with it now. Have a great day.
Yes, yes, yes. The other thing I want to let you know that I'm getting ready to roll out some online courses, and I'm going to be looking for your support. So if you want to be informed about those, and you can also share them with your network, you will need to call me. You'll need to visit the International Bulletin Board. It's drdaphne.in. Call a good evening. Your first three digits are 415. State your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hello, this is Daphne from San Francisco.
Hello, Reverend Daphne. How are you?
I'm doing fine, dear. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful. Girl, I thought you put me out to sun. You wasn't going to turn up, but I'm so thankful that you turned up. I figured you probably fell asleep or something.
You know, I totally forgot about the time difference. I'm so sorry.
Well, listen, it's not going to cost you much. You owe me dinner, and that's all right. I'll be over later to collect. So,
sounds good.
We are just going to let these, because we only have a short amount of time, and I have someone else on, so just hold on. I don't know how to extend the show, so I'm not technically savvy, but hold on, I think this is someone else that I asked to call in. So hold on, Daphne.
Okay.
Hello, caller. Your last three digits are 9042. You're on live. State your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hi, Daphne. This is Donna from Michigan. I'm just calling in to listen to the show.
Hi, Miss Donna, my colleague, Donna, my friend Donna,
Yep, that's me.
Hello. How are you?
Doing great.
Wonderful. Do you have any input about the vegan lifestyle or the vegetarian lifestyle or anything that you are doing differently now that is enhancing your way of life?
Anything that I'm doing differently that has changed my way of life, is that what you said?
To enhance your way of life. Are you eating differently, exercising, spiritual work, anything differently that you're doing?
Differently is taking more time in reading and less TV.
Good.
And reading.
Good.
And keeping up with local government situations and the politics and uncovering quite a bit that we've been bamboozled as far as these banks and getting my real estate license kind of sparked my interest in that area to look and see what's actually going on with the real estate market. It has affected
Good.
My life and my sound financial decisions.
Good. You know, I'm so glad you said that, Donna, because at the top of the hour with my other guest out of Canada, we were talking about the possibility of making a punch that is going to stimulate the brain. And we have to begin to feed it to people because not too many people are using their brains any longer. So we are glad you are using yours. So thank you for calling in. I have my other guest on, and I want to go over to her. But I look forward to having you on the show again, Donna.
Okay.
All right. So, Reverend Daphne, thank you, my sister, and all the amazing things you are doing. I want you to talk about that backpack journey you took through Europe. So why don't you talk about that? Because that was something new for you and something rewarding and enlightening.
Oh, yes. It was actually, I was dealing with my first cancer, ovarian cancer, and had made it 6 years out and had decided I wanted to take a trip. And sort of this is my thanks to make it. And I decided to go to Italy. And I had asked a lot of my girlfriends if they would go with me, and, you know, we would plan the trip, and then one after the other would sort of have other things to do. And I was just like, I need to go. And a friend of mine told me, she was an older lady who goes on trips every year. She says, don't wait for your friends. You go on your own.
Right.
You celebrate life. And don't wait for someone to go. God will go with you. So I decided to go on a trip. And the first time I went to Italy, I flew into Rome. I was very, very worn out. I was still in the middle of getting better. I was very weak. And it was the best trip ever, Daphne. It was, I went into Rome, and I actually went to with a tour group the first time, and sort of had to lag behind because I was too tired, and sometimes I would stay in the hotel. And finally, the tour guide was very impatient with me and said, What's going on with you? You come sometimes to the excursions and sometimes you don't. And I actually let him know what I was going through. So in that, I went the first time. He understood, and he would sort of, like, if I was too tired, he sort of would send everybody else on, and he'd help me walk. And that was the first trip. I got a chance to find a little church up in the mountains of Italy, northern Italy. And I found a church, and I went up there, and I prayed. And I thanked God that I made it for going through the cancer and making it and surviving that. And that was when I had the epiphany of starting my cancer foundation, Heaven's Door, was that year. And then every couple of years, I would go back. It was like I couldn't get enough. So, but the last time that I went back, I took a backpack. I flew into Milan. And I just took a backpack with a few dresses in there and some cargo pants and T-shirts and a couple nice pairs of shoes. And I hopped trains. And I got a Euro pass, and I just went from one city to the other. And the last city that I went to was Salzburg. I always wanted to go to the Mozart Festival. So I took a trip from the Northern Lake District of Italy into Salzburg and spent a couple of days there. And ever since then, I've always gone on my own. I've never felt afraid of going on my own. And that's what I think people need to live life. Don't wait for someone. If God blessed you with life, get out there and live it.
Thank you. Reverend Evans, just hold on. I have a caller, and I want to take that that caller. I know we have a short time. Caller, your last three digits are 5377. Please state your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hi, Daphne. This is Kenton. We talked today earlier. I've been.
Oh, hello, Kenton. How are you, my brother?
I'm doing great. I'm in Atlanta. We did business, you know, about 10, 15 years ago, and I'm glad to link back up with you today.
Yes, I am so thankful. I have to. Have you been listening to the show, or are you just calling right now?
No, I've been listening since you started about 7:05. I got on, but I just signed up so I could talk. You know, I could chat with you on the chat. But I've been vegan for over 10 years, and
you are the vegan man. Yes, tell us about it. Yes.
Yeah, you know, when we knew each other, I used to eat meat. But, you know, you could never pay me to go back. I can imagine, you just mentioned growing up in Jamaica and, you know, growing up poor and eating the callaloo and the cabbage and the nice vegetables. And I always say, you know, when we used to be hanging out on a Sunday playing soccer on the streets or on the ball ground, we never hear our friends say, oh, I'm going home to eat my callaloo. Everybody
no,
always
went home to eat dinner.
Oxtail and chicken and beef and, you know, and we were schooled wrong. We were educated wrong. We think that, you know, those are the good food, but the vegetable is the bad food. It's actually upside down.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Now we learn to see. Isn't that amazing, Kenton? How
it
now
is.
We cut from the bread. And I look back and I was telling somebody during the week, I'm so happy that I was born and raised on organic because my father was a farmer. But I
there
didn't know that then. I didn't know that then. Papa always have a ground planted close to the house because my father used to say he go to bed at night, he's hungry, he's getting up, he's cooking something because he don't know if he's going to live to see the morning and he don't want to die hungry. That was my father's. And that, Daphne, I'm telling you, it was wood fire. It was wood fire, Daphne, that we were cooking on. It wasn't gas stove. So it go that my father had to make the fire with the wood, but he was cooking. But I look back on that lifestyle. I look on making pea soup with 3 and 4 quarts of green gungu. You remember those days, Kenton?
Yeah, I do. And a matter of fact, my great-grandfather, which is, you know, from in the hills of St. Catherine, and, you know, what's great about it is we didn't know that, you know, they'll kind of phrase called organic because in our life everything was organic and
that's right. We
that was the good life, that was the good food, and now we have to eat, you know, we used to say an apple a day keep the doctor away, but when you read some of the studies now you have to eat 2 apples to achieve that right now because the nutrients are not there anymore.
Kenton.
Yes, ma'am.
You remember how we used to talk about the ital that the Rastafarians used to cook?
There you go.
You remember how we used to talk about it degrading? Now what are we doing? We all cooking ital.
That's what it is.
You know,
and you know, right now I could cook the curry goat and the fish and the chicken, you know, back in the days, but now I know sometimes, you know, cater for a church here in Atlanta that, you know, for 200-300 people and it's straight vegan, whether it's lasagna or stew peas or beef, you know, vegetarian beef, whatever it is, and people are always looking for the bone. They're like, you sure this is not meat? So, you know, it can be prepared,
hey,
can be tasty. And you can live healthy.
Kenton.
I want to
stop you because I want to have you back on next Sunday where we can have the full conversation. So I'm going to call you when I get off this show. And
sure.
I want to finish with Reverend Evans because we only have 6 minutes leave and this thing is getting good. So I want to have you back. I'm going to call you. And we're going to talk about having you next Sunday where we can have a full vegan show.
Not a problem.
So I just want to go back to my friend. Go ahead, Kenton.
Before you go, let me say this in closing. Although I say I'm a vegan, I'm really a total vegetarian because if you look at the word vegan, then, you know, people sometimes, you know, put you in a box with those that don't wear leather and stuff like that, but that's not what I am. I'm a total vegetarian.
That's right. Everybody got their categorization how to fit you in the box and in the mold. But we're going to be talking after I get off the show.
Thank you
for calling in, my friend. We have a whole lot of catching up to do. But I thank you for calling in and thanks to Facebook.
You're welcome.
So, Reverend Daphne.
Yes.
So, girlfriend, you got to remember that I am in the Eastern time zone. But if you want to come back on, if you want to come back on tomorrow, not tomorrow, you want to come back next Sunday evening so you can get your full time to tell your story, girl, you know you're welcome.
Oh, thank you, dear. I'm just glad to be able to get on and say hi to you and give you some love.
Oh, you are so precious. You're so precious. So do you want to come back next Sunday?
Yes, I could come back next Sunday for sure. And so now you're on East Coast time.
Girl, yes, I'm up here in Connecticut, honey.
Okay, so it's a 3-hour difference now.
Yes, okay. Darling, we're going to have to get you up here in the cold so you know what it's about. But you
since I moved back to San Francisco, I've got to get back and remember that you're not just an hour away. You're actually three now. You're not
right.
An hour different.
That's right, girlfriend. And you got to get a sister out there to do some stuff. You know, we got to do some stuff.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
Girl, you know I love you. You know,
and
I love you.
Too.
You're doing amazing things. And I am just so thankful for all the people who came and listened, for the news lady out of D.C. and all the other amazing people who came on to share with us this evening and to just talk about what they're doing differently that enhance their lifestyle. And for Shannon, I want to thank you, Shannon, for helping me out with the technical glitches, because I was having technical difficulties with the blog talk, and Shannon came on and helped me. And Shannon, I thank you. I know you're muted, but I think you can hear me. I want to thank you. And for those of you who are listening, whether you're listening on archive, I need a producer. I need an entertainment coordinator and manager. I need someone to manage the chat room when I'm on live. So won't you volunteer for me? And listen, for those of you who are still on the bench about getting into the dreaming room, you heard these stories out of Canada. I want you to connect with me and find out how you can become part of my dreaming room. Whether you're in Connecticut or I'm willing to come to where you are to do that. So I want you to follow your destiny. Mark me as a friend. Follow me on Facebook, Twitter, everywhere. I'm out there, guys. I need your support. And I want you to remember to visit my international bulletin board at drdaphne.in. I'll see you on Wednesday. In the meantime, I want you to follow your destiny. Love you. Thank you all for listening. Love.
You've been called to change